Merry Christmas to all the Butalians. Welcome to this week's Police Blotter, and thank you for listening. Before we get to the arrest reports, I have a little song I would like to share with you to help the holiday mood.
You start by doing that first, okay?
Okay, here we go.
Not yet.
Deck the halls with balls of holly, fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Down we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Something, something, Yuletide carol, fa la 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 la.
Good night, Detroit.
The following are some of the arrests reported with BSB law enforcement last week. On Monday, December 17th, 4:08 a.m., 200 Never Sweat, PFMA Reasonable Apprehension, 8:57 p.m., Amherst and Harrison, possession of dangerous drugs. On Thursday, December 18th, 0058, traffic stop, Harrison Avenue, Taco John's, parole violation. 8:36 a.m., 1100 Grizzly Trails, criminal trespass to property. 11:43 a.m., 3700 Harrison, possession of dangerous drugs, criminal contempt. And then on Wednesday, December 19th, 9:05 a.m., Beef Trail Road, possess drug paraphernalia. 4:11 p.m., 600 Maryland Avenue, criminal trespass to vehicle. 6:24 p.m., 3400 Keokuk, assault with weapon.
Ouch.
On Thursday, December 20th, 3:45 a.m., 3500 Paxson, criminal trespass to vehicle. 8:05 p.m., following a stolen vehicle report on 2700 Harrison, criminal endangerment. On Friday, December 21st, 3:19 a.m., 4800 Harrison, assault with weapon. Double
ouch.
On Saturday, December 22nd, no arrests. Apparently, even the crims take a day off during the holidays. On Sunday, December 23rd, 4:54 a.m., traffic stop, 800 Arizona, resisting arrest. I want to know what kind of arrest they were resisting. Yeah, or we're getting a divorce. 1:02 p.m., 2900 Mammoth, PFMA, reasonable apprehension. 5:13 p.m., Dewey and Harrison, criminal endangerment. 9:27 p.m., traffic stop, Mercury, by Sinzi, resisting arrest. Again, divorce. And that puts a wrapper on this week's and this year's Police Blotters. I want to thank all the listeners for all your support for this little segment. And also thanks to Daniel Hogan, my producer, for really helping every week to make it entertaining. Remember, everyone, stay safe. Use good judgment. For the KBMF News team, this is Joe Stark reporting. See you next year.